News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Zara, the clothing chain, is in hot water and has pulled a children's t-shirt from sale after mothers on TikTok called it out for being sexually suggestive. And get us thinking, are we sexually suggestive in terms of kids' clothes, particularly girls' clothes? And Mary McCarthy, Irish Independent columnist, joins us this morning. Mary, this particular t-shirt, it has a strawberry on the front, half a strawberry on the front, half a strawberry on the back. And it says something like a perfect snack on the front and take a bite on the back. I have to say, it wouldn't have struck me as particularly sexual. I would have thought it was cute. That would have been my thing. But there are sexualized clothes for kids out there. There are crop tops, there are hot pants, short shorts, little bralettes, all this kind of stuff aimed at very young girls. This is an issue, isn't it?
Morning, Ciara. Yeah, you know what I really think it is? When my daughter, she's 13 now, so she's nearly 14, so she buys her own clothes because she has a babysitting job, so she goes off and I give her money and I'm not involved anymore. When she was 11, I found it really, really tricky to buy her like appropriate stuff, because number one, the clothes are quite small for 11 to 12 year olds, so they were looking at the extra small, but they didn't actually want to wear the clothes because they want to wear kind of older, you know, they wanted to buy online, but the clothes that were available for 11 to 12, they had like a lot of them had cutouts, you know, and they have like kind of panels missing. Yeah. There was like black leather kind of, I remember trying to buy her confirmation outfit and there was black leather trousers, little kind of boob tops, crop tops. And I just felt it was kind of inappropriate. Yeah. And it's just too early, you know, for them to be aware of their body like that.
And I would have a daughter as well. Now she's a young adult now, so she also buys her own clothes and actually wears very ordinary things. It's funny, they go from 13 wearing tiny little things that they buy on boohoo.com that are skimpy as like a hanky to wearing very normal things again as they get a little bit older. But the reality is that this is being pushed on them, that the girls do emulate maybe older girls or women, and that's what they kind of want to do. But there's a huge, I suppose, industry there filling that need, and that's the issue. As you said, boob tubes or whatever they're called, those little tops with their strapless bandeau tops, they're called, leather trousers and all this. These are things that women wear to go out to try and look, you know, sexually attractive, and we're putting them on children.
The thing is, they're looking at the influencers they're looking at online, they're older than them, right? So they might be 19. It's the same with the makeup and the skincare.
Yeah.
It's been pushed on them too early, and it's what they're seeing online and TikTok. And I mean, I remember going to see Taylor Swift in Paris, and I just couldn't take my eyes off these two girls. They looked about 8, and they had this cropped sparkly top on and like a really short sparkly mini skirt. And I just couldn't understand why their parents would A, put them in those clothes, but B, that they're able to buy them, that they're available. You know, I just think that kids should be kids. Like, they're long enough worried about what they look like, you know. And I just think the age of 11, like, there shouldn't really be crop top.
No,
for
I know.
Sale, you know.
But we seem to have moved into this. I mean, I remember when my daughter was particularly young, those Bratz dolls. I'm not talking about Bratz somewhere. I'm talking about the Bratz dolls. Bratz were very big at the time, and they were quite highly sexualized, I thought, as toys. I didn't buy them for her because I didn't like them, but I know lots of people of our peers, the parents were buying them because they were what was in, you know, the toy shops, and I thought that. But we had a campaign, I think it was about a year or maybe 2 years ago, Balenciaga, that they had children very inappropriately dressed, carrying teddies that were wearing bondage outfits. Has it become a bit, I don't know, edgy and cool or something to do this to kids? And should we be actually pushing back against it and saying, you know, it's not edgy and cool. Can we not just let kids be kids?
Well, yeah, and parents are buying their clothes, right? Until they're teenagers, like, we're the ones who are buying them the stuff. So I think it's time that we just said, look, no, like, you don't need lip gloss. You're only 9, you're only 10, you're only 11. You know, we should be emulating as well that you don't, you know, like, that if we're going around, you know, I also think that kind of mothers have a big role to play. And it's fine. I wear makeup every day. Jesus, I wouldn't go out without it. But I'm trying to show my daughter it's fine to go out without makeup sometimes. I mean, it's not really working because she's really into makeup and all her friends are really into makeup. But as you said there, Kira, there is a phase they go through when they're younger and they kind of get out of that. I've seen it with my nieces.
Yeah, I think there is a phase. I think it's that early sort of 12 to 15 kind of. And I think then around 16, 17, they start to kind of go, what am I doing? And you see it. I see my kids have gone to teen discos where the girls are dressed like they're going to a completely different event to the boys. The boys are there in tracksuit bottoms and t-shirts or jeans and t-shirts, and they look like they could be going to watch a football match. And the girls look like they're going to a nightclub. Do you know what I mean? It's happening. But I suppose, has it always ever been thus? Have parents in every generation said, what? Don't you? I remember my mother saying, You're not going out in that, you know. Are we sometimes a bit reactive to these things? Is this just a passing phase that happens at a certain age, or is it worse?
I do think you're right. Yeah, you do get to 14, 15, and you're going out in the tiny hot pants, and your mom is saying you're not. What the hell? Like, but I think it's earlier now, and that's the problem. Like, I don't really have a problem with girls going off to tribe, let's say in first year and second year, wearing those tiny swimsuit like dresses.
I know,
because they all do that, and there's nothing actually in it. It's more they're dressing for each other, nearly, you know. But that's fine, okay. That's just growing up. But it's the 11-year-olds in the
I know. I agree. Yeah. And thank you very much for talking to us this morning, Mary. That's Mary McCarthy, their Irish Independent columnist. Let us know what you think about all this. It's definitely happening out there. Love to know your opinion. 087-1400-106 is the.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.